coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana. This is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuck P.
Yes, indeed, and welcome back to the Hospitality Room. I had to get the dust off of the microphone and the mix and everything. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, but we're back. And tonight I have co-founder of the Hospitality Room and also the co-host of the Hospitality Room's podcast, Mr. QJ Pimpson. Welcome back, sir.
How's everything, man? Been gone for a while, but I'm back.
Yes. Get a round of applause. Yeah. Glad to have you back on. We've been having a couple of interesting shows since you've been gone. You wasn't on lockout. You just on leave. What you gonna call it?
Yeah, that's the working man's term, I guess you wanna call it.
Yeah. We have some microphone difficulties. Okay. Q, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I'm alive and kicking.
Okay. I'm still hearing mic. I'm having mic issues. That's because the shit ain't been on in a few weeks. But, okay, we'll roll with it. Sir, as you know, starting off the show, as you know, great singer passed away earlier. Well, last week. Q, did you go to the funeral?
I didn't know I was invited, but apparently, like, millions and millions of people were invited. I didn't know about that, though.
Yeah, you could have watched it on all the major news outlets. It was on.
Yeah, I wasn't watching that shit.
It was Whitney, though.
Give a damn, man. There's certain things that you got to hold. Certain things, you know, and I have a line, and that's one of them lines.
Okay, I understand. Well, as you know, they had a lot of people going in with the crack cocaine jokes and the Bobby Brown jokes. And a lot of people who felt offended, and they had Twitter beef going on about calling Whitney a crackhead and shit like that.
Well, I have a question. If Daryl Strawberry dies tomorrow, you think people going to remember how good he was at baseball or remember the dope?
I think they'll remember the dope.
Oh, okay, I'll just check it. Because he ain't touched my life, you know, the way we did. So I can't, you know, go at certain people's heads for what it was.
Good comparison. Yeah, you have anything else to add on that? Because I'm not, you know me, I don't care about none of that shit.
My input really isn't about the death and all of that shit. I mean, cause, you know, people die all the time. So, you know, it is what it is. But my whole thing was the Twitter reaction and the media spin on things. It was crazy, bro. It's like everybody, it's like you ain't heard nothing about Whitney Houston for like years. You ain't heard nothing positive about Whitney Houston in a long time. Then she dropped dead and I hear people talking about, oh my God. She died so young. I'm like, so young? Do you know that 48 for a crackhead is like 120 for a sober person? Talk about she was a great actress. I mean, don't get me wrong. The best thing about Bodyguard was the soundtrack. Yeah. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I do remember, like, I can hear Whitney Houston's song and it'll take me back to, like, my people driving me to school and whatnot, you know, shit like that. I mean, there are some songs that take you back, but I'm not about to stop here and, you know, drink the Kool-Aid, bro. I can't do it because if I didn't give a fuck about them when they were alive, I'm not going to fake the funk and pull my social media dick out now that they're gone and try to, you know, befriend more people and get more people to follow me because I'm hashtagging with the Houston funeral. Can't do it.
There's two things I will remember from Whitney. It's thought Whitney is now a slang term used to describe crack cocaine. What?
But it was Bobby Brown.
It's both of them.
Got that Bobby Brown.
Got that Bobby and that Whitney. Also, the memories of, like you said, on the radio, but it was a different aspect. It was listening to people call in trying to sing Whitney Houston songs. That's
what. No way, bro. You're lying.
What?
I don't believe people would try to sing Whitney Houston.
Yes.
That's going too far.
Man, I know you remember the guy Broder show, because he used to come on 94.1. I know you. Yeah, every Tuesday morning they would have people calling in and singing, and they would always try to sing I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
But I ain't listened to the radio in a couple of years now.
No, I'm talking, this was when I was real young. This was when I was still in grade school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's neither here nor there, because shit going on now.
Yeah.
So fuck it.
I was about to play some Whitney, but I'm not. Oh, okay.
Oh, man, bro. I had somebody. It was then I had people actually telling me they're thinking about calling in to work. Not my job, because people at my job have sense. But then people talking about me calling in because they're harder and so bad. I'm like, what do you mean? Really? I would need some sign in the street, you walk right past you. Get out of here, man. Come on. Be off that dope. Ain't worrying about you. Not the common man.
All right. Well, enough about that.
Yeah, enough of that shit.
What I want to talk about that's been on my mind for a few weeks now is internet policing. I don't know if you are familiar with that term, Q.
Yeah, I mean, are you talking about the organizations who internet police, or the regular, you know, Josh Moore who like the internet police?
I'm just talking about internet policing in general.
Oh, yeah, it's hot right now, bro. Everybody got a voice.
Everybody just thinks that, well, I really don't, I'm not a fan of internet policing.
Oh, me neither.
It is, to me, it's just a, is a way to, like physically, like, well, not physically, but through the internet, you can strong arm somebody and force them to go out of their character.
Especially if you got like some support behind you, like if you have like a large Twitter following,
yeah, or if you,
and
you
ruin
if
somebody,
part of, or if you get some organization to lobby behind someone to,
yeah, just mention at Peter or at what's the name of that gay lesbian group? What about them too? Anybody like that to that extreme? You're done.
Yeah, the correct definition is a collection of activities or strategies aimed at keeping the internet free of crimes.
No, okay.
Yeah.
And who is the enemy now? Anybody that has any...
Anybody that says something that offends someone else.
Wow, that's kind of hard now because everybody is a little sensitive nowadays.
Yeah, but why I brought it up is because, as you know, Brother Roland got the axe for, and I'm talking about Roland Martin, the Ascot dude, when there was the Ascot on CNN.
I thought he was just suspended indefinitely. He done that?
Suspended indefinitely, that's pretty much.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
And he was suspended indefinitely because of a couple of tweets that he made during the Super Bowl. The one that everyone was bringing up in their arguments is the one that where he talked about David Beckham.
So that commercial where he was naked on TV, damn near.
Yeah.
Where he was.
Where he was in the tighty whities or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, it's not like they go out and look for the people that's really saying stuff. They look for a big person just because that person has a little clout behind them. And it's like, to me, it's not fair because they're more than just, it's more than just Roland. Just because Roland is on TV and all it is, that it makes him an easier target. The targets that really should be getting hit, they don't worry about them. They just worry about the people that they deem important. And what I mean important is if you have some type of following. If you get my drift.
He's trying to set an example, you know.
Yeah. But what about all the examples that they're passing up?
Well, apparently that's not important because they ain't nobody.
Oh, okay. So the people that's not nobody, they can just continue to just talk freely and say outlandish shit. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I guess
if you're gonna police something, why don't you do a good job at it? Well, I mean, the police don't even do a good job at policing. But if you want to police something, there was just more than one person that was going hard, other than Roland Martin on Super Bowl Sunday about the David Beckham commercial.
I think you hit on something because I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's a whole lot. It is bigger than Roland Martin. But I think it's similar to like you know, the police and like drugs, for example. Now, most of the time, they let the little guy go to get to the big guy, you know, unless you're black. But they're doing the same thing here. It's like you have people that talk mad shit all the time on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, whatever. Talk mad shit about, you know, things that they don't agree with, whether it be gay, lesbian, transgender, black, white, Asian, all kinds of shit. It happens all day, every day. But, you know, it's easy to get him. So it's just consistency. They're just not consistent with anything, really.
It's just like the PETA thing. You can go after one man for fighting dogs, but you're not going to go after the big corporations that just slaughter animals and treat animals inhumane before they kill them.
Oh, no, because we eating them, the animals at the... Yeah. We going to get that for $1 around the corner at a local McDonald's or Burger King. We're going to eat that, so it benefits me for Salisbury Farm and Tyson to keep chickens and shits sleeping in their shit. It benefits me because at the end of the day, I'm going to get the value meal, the value fry or the value burger. But Vic killing dogs, that don't benefit me because I got Lassie, chained up on the front porch right now in the rain.
You ain't fed your dog in 3-4 days, right? Right.
But you point at Vic because it's easy, you know. He got a platform. You just want to knock him off.
And that's my thing. That's my whole thing about the issue. It's like, why choose to go after one person when there's obviously groups of people that are doing the same thing?
I guess it's strength in numbers.
It's cherry picking to me. That's what it is. No, it's cherry picking and strong arming because it's hard for one person to fight back against a group. But that Hell same yeah. group won't go against another group that's in opposition to them. And I hope people don't get me wrong. I'm not defending Roland like that. No, I've been stopped defending him ever since I seen him with the ascot on TV. That's
oh my god.
Yeah, you can't be on CNN looking like you was on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It doesn't work like that. Sorry.
His wife didn't help him though, because she went running her mouth after he was like in the hot seat. So he really got fucked over many different ways.
Yeah, that's internet policing. Take what you want to take out of it. I mean, I think it's just another form of cyberbullying.
Oh yeah. It's easy. It's not face to face confrontation. Anybody could do it. Yeah. Anybody could dime you out.
It's easy to sick the hounds out on one person.
Like, as long as you know I was the first one to tweet it out, send me a retweet on it, and that's all I need.
All right, moving on. We'll do a little sports news. ESPN fires employee for Jeremy Lin racist headline. And unless you're living under a rock or something like that, you might not know who Jeremy Lin is. He is the star point guard for the New York Knicks, graduate of Harvard, and he is also an Asian. But I'm just... this is pertinent to the article that I'm
writing. Oh, no, this is all relevant. It's all relevant.
ESPN says it fired an employee responsible for an offensive headline referring to Knicks sensation Jeremy Lin. The headline "Chink in the Armor" was used Friday on ESPN's mobile website after Lin had 9 turnovers in New York's loss to New Orleans. Wow! Congratulations, New Orleans! A good win. Y'all win like 2 or 3 a month. Good job.
Because they had to go on Bourbon to get some ass, so they had to make sure they got that W.
What do you think? I mean, I don't find this.
Well, it's funny, like, my feeling towards it. It's like
people just walking around trying to, like oh, my butt is hurt.
It's like you
troll the social media networks and websites just to find stuff that's wrong.
Like, it goes back to consistency. Like, chink in the armor, if I would have heard it, I probably did and didn't even realize it, because I watch ESPN all the time. So it didn't do enough to catch my eye. But I guess the whole, you know, if you're going to catch certain people for doing certain things, then go at ESPN too. Fair. Don't get me wrong. I didn't have a problem with saying Chink and Alma because I said it many times. I just didn't refer to an Asian person when I said it.
And let's be real about this. The only reason ESPN fired this dude is because it was such a big uproar.
And because
ESPN peddles racism, underhanded racism, every morning on First Take, and no one does anything about it.
But you saw the dude who said it.
It's part of their market. It's part of the motive that makes ESPN run. It was always somebody on there that was just a bit racist. Always.
What you gotta
fuck
have?
Fuck, Rush Limbaugh was on the motherfucker for years. Never mind. We can't. I forgot. We don't discuss facts. We don't discuss facts on the show. Yeah, but
I mean,
if this would have went under the radar, this dude would have still had his job. I'm sorry.
But it was easy though because it wasn't like it was Scott Van Pelt or Stuart Scott who said it. Like the dude who said it, I'd never seen him on SportsCenter before. Like I don't even know that dude, and I watch it every day. So the minute I saw the title and I saw that there was any kind of conflict, I knew that dude was getting fired because he a nobody.
Yeah, so, but it kind of sounded like something that would come from Colin Cowherd or something like that. Somebody of that name.
Yeah, now if one of the big dogs would have said it, I would have been very interested to see what would have happened with that. Because they wouldn't have just up and fired somebody like that. They'd have, you know, they'd have did something else. But that dude ain't nobody, man. But I didn't think it was that bad, bro. Only because it's kind of like Twitter. If a dude writes maybe 20 tweets, 20 tweets and has like one questionable line in the middle, and if you focus on that bitch hard enough, you could probably find something wrong with it. I mean, that's just back to the whole policing aspect of it. And now what's crazy is it went on a mobile site first, so it had to clear through somebody.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, nah, it's cool. You can use that. Then they go back door and say, oh, no, we have to figure out how to slip through the cracks. Come on, man.
I guarantee you the person that was fired wasn't the editor.
It was the dude who opened
fired.
His mouth.
Yeah. It was the dude that wrote the original headline that got fired, most likely. The editor is still working, even though they just let the shit slide across their desk. Just.
If they wanted to say some underhanded racist stuff about that, they had plenty of things they could have said and got away with. I mean, but Chink was a little too, you can identify with Chink and Asian. You know, you could draw the similarity because they're real good at throwing sideways, you know, bullshit headlines up there all the time. They just wasn't as crafty. So fuck it. I'm glad he fired. Fuck it. Set an example. Get somebody scared.
I could come up with a bunch of headlines that'd be more racist than this.
Yeah, like, we win.
Lane no, can't no. drive the lane. That's just.
Hey.
Oh, he caught on.
Oh shit! That's okay. ESPN gonna steal your idea.
The slant eyed slumber. It could have been all kinds of other
God.
Shit. What?
Stop it. Oh no! I don't know what to say. But like you said, there's been the things you could have said. If you're going to get fired for something, you need to go hard. Don't go hard over something that's subjective.
And shout out to the Huffington Post for not even knowing what direct race this man is.
What they call it?
They said he's born of Chinese or Taiwanese descent.
Hold up.
How you gonna defend somebody and then call somebody out for being indignant and you don't even really?
Is it offensive to call a Taiwanese person a chink? I mean,
is it offensive to call a Taiwanese person Chinese?
I think so, bro. They take that shit real serious.
Yes.
I had a meet friend one time. I said, "Yeah, you Chinese." No, motherfucker. There's a difference.
I'm eyes slant the other way.
Yeah, bro. They don't like that shit.
Yeah.
So if it's just bro.
Oh man. Yeah. But ESPN is. I mean, come on, Q. You know, that's every other topic on First Take is dealing with some type of racism. Always just hovering around racism.
Or some like it may, yeah, it'll be something racist, like how like standard story about how black guy DWI whatever. He's has off the field problems, but then you got Matt Jones cutting up cocaine in the car, cop walk on him, cutting up the coke in the car, and it's all good. So
And yeah, it's blatant. The same way they defend a man that hasn't played in a year and a half. And had three neck surgeries, and they want him to still get paid $30 million. But a man that took off a half a season, that plays receiver, they talk about him like he can't even get the minimum.
Fuck that. What about McNabb? Just talking about this dude is getting shopped around like worse than Jerry Rice was at the end of his career. I mean, I don't think McNabb is as good as he once was. Don't get me wrong, yeah, but I'm just saying.
I don't think he's ever been as good as Peyton Manning was in his prime. But
to go to five championship games, and to now get ridiculed to what he's become, and then the back door and say, "Oh, Peyton Manning needs his $28 million."
For what?
He's good.
If you want to use his past resume, let's use the past resume for McNabb also. I mean, all is fair. All is fair.
But the thing is, it's so circumstantial. I mean, you got Pete. What other quarterback been in the league 10-plus years and got the same offensive coordinator? Know what I'm saying? You got to look across the board at the circumstances this dude has that has brought him such success and evaluate that. Like, if the offensive coordinator go and he's still shining, then okay, maybe 20 mil. But this dude, this system has been tailored to him to the point where he's telling people what to do. You ain't got no other system like that. Well, it's kind of like that in New England because of their little, pass happy offense and shit. But $28 million for a dude that didn't play a fucking down and that had a fucking neck surgery. It's not like he hurt his shoulder. Had some Tommy Johns going on. Fucking neck, bro. neck.
If you want to take it to that point, I'll go ahead and say that Indianapolis was a better situation than New England. Straight up. The whole time. Both of them in there. You can talk about Peyton didn't have no receivers. Tom Brady didn't have none either.
Yeah, bro. I mean, come on now, dude. He relying on Wes Welker.
Name somebody outside of David Givens that you remember, other than David Givens and Troy Brown.
Yeah, I'm about to say Troy Brown, but I don't remember none of them dudes, bro.
Hey, okay. That's what I'm saying. But you remember, you remember Reggie Wayne. You remember Marvin Harrison, Dallas Clark, Edgerrin James. You remember all these names. You can't even.
David Tyree, does that count? Oh no, that was the Giants. Look, I done fucked up.
Yeah. Well, we gonna throw Curtis Martin out?
You can throw in Corey Dillon. He had that one nice deal.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like proving points like that, but it's fact is fact.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to cover their asses for riding this man's coattail for the past 12 years.
Bruh, I'm very interested to see how this whole Peyton Manning thing plays out because he's one of the few athletes that actually has more pull than his boss. You don't really see people, get that kind of love like that. I mean, and don't get me wrong, he's great. The dude has only won one Super Bowl. But they compare quarterbacks based off success. Yeah, he's had great regular season success. So has LeBron James. If LeBron James only had one championship compared to like Kobe per se, then they're talking about Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. I mean, come on. You got to be consistent across the board. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, enough with the ESPN and the other.
Yeah. Part.
Let's see. Okay. Next up, in a little politics news, Arizona sheriff outed as gay quits Romney post. This is from our good friends at The Root. A prominent Arizona sheriff and congressional candidate has stepped down from his post in the Mitt Romney campaign after he was outed as a gay man and accused of intimidating his ex-lover.
Okay. Was he, like, against gay rights and things like that? Was that one of them states that was doing that?
Arizona's against everything.
Oh, yeah, you know, they're behind on life.
They're against immigrants. They're against gay people, against women. But yeah, if you look at the link I posted on Google Docs for you, this dude is
Or his lover?
No, that's the dude himself. Yes, Paul Babu or Babu, or however you want to say it. I'm gonna call him Babu.
Babu.
That's what it is. That's what it looks like to me. A rising star in political circles and the. Pinal County Sheriff is currently running for Congress, but his campaign may have been derailed earlier this week when semi-nude pictures of him surfaced on a website dedicated to gay men.
He a cop, right?
Yeah.
No, but he a cop, right?
Yeah.
Like, he spends his days trying to find people via the internet through pictures on similar sites, right?
Yes.
Why is he so dumb?
I don't know. Babu's profile, which said he was seeking other men for sex, has forced the congressional candidate to answer some tough questions. In a press conference yesterday, he confirmed that he was gay after the story, in which an ex-lover claimed threats were made against his immigration status. The ex-lover, who goes by the name of Jose, is Mexican.
Oh, man.
According to Fox News, Jose said that when he refused to sign a document keeping their relationship private, Babu, who is one of the country's most adamant anti-immigration voices, said via a lawyer that a scandal could lead to deportation. Babu denies this accusation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. He looked like one of them dudes fresh off the Aryan Nation, though.
That's the ones, like everybody says, that's the ones you gotta look at. The ones that talk out the loudest against homosexual love is the ones that do it. They just don't want people. They want it to stay undercover so they can keep on doing what they're doing and live their other lives.
Simple. I'm sorry. This picture is very disturbing to me, bro.
That might be the picture for the show. I'm just.
Yeah, bro, because I remember a while back, I told you, like, I had a big problem with dudes taking pictures in the men's bathroom.
And I need to know what's the per. Motherfucker, you are not black. There's no reason for you to have flash on with lights on in the background.
The flash is taking up a fourth of the picture.
Because he has lights on in the background.
He's taking a picture and I don't know. I hate people who post pictures.
This dude started to piss me off because I know throughout the day that's all he does is cuff up men and press up against them. I know that's all he does. But then he gonna go to the local newspaper and talk about how he dislikes immigrants, that they're stealing jobs and shit. Fuck you, buddy. All right, fuck you.
Maybe his man legal though.
I don't think he legal if he claim he can't be that legal if you gonna call Lioness on him.
And if he just gonna, if he just gonna say he goes by Jose, what the fuck does that mean? Was that his name or what, man? He goes by Jose, is Mexican. The fuck out of here, man. It's like, I got a black man goes by Tyrone.
Yeah.
What you telling me? Like, so is his name Jose? Or you just feel like saying his name Jose because he's Mexican?
I doubt if his name is Jose.
No! Fuck, man.
They know about Raul.
I was thinking about that the whole time. I was thinking about that the whole time.
Oh, man.
Fucking whole shit. Man, give me a break, man. This old Aryan Nation looking motherfucker with the flash on in the bathroom. Oh, my God.
Okay, sir.
I'm sorry, bro. I just really have a problem with people taking pictures of themselves in the bathroom and getting caught up and wondering why, when you're a cop who is like me, working on computers for a living and trying to hide something on a folder. Like, that's like me trying to hide a file on my public drive and getting mad because somebody jacked it. I know that's probably over some of our listeners' heads. I'm sorry. Keep it, you know, keep it copacetic. Oh, well, anyway, fuck that dude.
Okay.
Fuck Babu.
Next up, this is right up your alley, Q. Because I'm seeing something that's right up my alley right now. 6,000 African Americans sue Iowa for discrimination.
Yes. Fuck Iowa. I can't say it enough.
The state of Iowa is facing a bias lawsuit from up to 6,000 African Americans who say they were passed over for promotions and state jobs dating back 9 years.
Hold on, let me see. Let me see what year that was. I was out there. I might be able to join in on this. Shit. I was out there 9 years. Is there a way I could jump in on this? Because I'm sure I got fucked over, too.
Might have to call Robert Goldwater or Morris Bart. Call Mo Bart.
I'm going to have to see if I can get in on this because I was discriminated on many a time.
I'm pretty sure you were in the great state of Iowa. The lawsuit, the largest of any kind against a state government civil service system, tests the legal theory that social science and statistics alone can prove widespread discrimination. And this
how they gonna prove it? Like, that's how you gonna statistically and scientifically prove?
It's possible, sir. I mean, we just take the statistics from affluent neighborhoods, and then we can go to not so affluent neighborhoods.
Oh yeah, that's
in
true
the same
too.
City.
Well, but see, in Iowa, it's crazy because like some of the cities there's like got a lot of black people. They are mainly black cities, so it's like real, real segregated out there. It's crazy.
Oh, man. Let's see what else this article says. The lawsuit doesn't imply overt racism, but alleges that hiring managers subconsciously favored whites over blacks, leaving blacks at a disadvantage in decisions over who got interviewed or promoted.
Well, I mean, it is Iowa.
Man. I mean, why is this just limited to Iowa? Why is this not a nationwide lawsuit?
You would think it would be, but I mean, enough people not jumping on and making the case for themselves. Why did NAACP ain't speak up for people who are not smart enough to realize that they need to do the same thing? Not to just mention NAACP because that was the first thing I thought about. I thought of black people, so you had to excuse me.
You have anything else to add on this?
Aside fuck Iowa? I mean, I really don't to an extent. I mean, like I said, when I was out there, you know, I was in school, so I wasn't in the world per se. So, but I do know that I never really saw a lot of minorities as CEO type positions. I mean, they had a couple of managers or whatever, but I didn't have to apply for like jobs outside of you know, like anything outside of school. So I can't really speak on the level of discrimination out there, you know.
Hmm.
on a serious note, at least. But I still hate Iowa, so that's all that matters to me.
Yeah. You weren't here on the last show, but we talked about the dude that this was weeks ago. It was the dude from Connecticut that said he was going to have tacos with the Latino community.
Yeah, bro, I heard that, man.
After the police kept beating up the Latino residents of the city.
And he's going to eat some spaghetti with the Italians, too,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. Why is this just singled out to Iowa? This shit is going on nationwide. To say that this is not systemic is absurd.
Shit, they had like a poll. I should have fucking found it and put it on the site. But they had a poll that was like, it was similar scenarios, but based off like your name, they would not call you back. So they would like single out the black names, you know, the 5 to 6 syllable names.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? And they would just statistically keep track of that. And it would, the numbers was ridiculous, bro. It was like a 15% difference in just callbacks, not an actual interview, just calling to talk to you after the fact. So, yeah. So if you could just imagine, the interviews were exponentially lower than, you know, what it would be if your name was, I don't know, Bob. That's okay. I already told you when I had my kids, I made sure they had some white names. Yeah, I said it.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing is wrong.
Hey, I'm trying to make sure my kid don't get fucked over just because I want to get creative when she born. I want to put my stamp on the world. Fuck out of here.
Let me cue this up. Let me cue this up, sir.
Uh-oh.
I'm done with the racist people in Iowa, because Iowa, they, like you said, you told me stories about people in Iowa that have never seen black folks before.
In life. Never got within arm's reach to touch a black person. So I know what they're about.
Let's see. I'm not even going to play a song to you this, so I'll just, shout out to the post-racial America.
It is Black History Month, or whatever you want to call it.
All right. I don't know if you heard, but I had a gun going off in the background. I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah.
No, I was unaware, sir.
Oh, man. Okay. Speaking of the post-racial America, in Duluth, Minnesota, there's going to be a pro-white rally to protest anti-racism billboards.
Okay. I don't understand the reasoning behind it.
It started with Stormfront, a white nationalist group devoted to promoting white pride throughout the world. They plan to have a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, a town where the population is 90% white. They're going to plan a protest in opposition to the anti-racist billboards that are up in around, hanging around the city. Let's see, one of them reads that it's hard to see racism when you're white.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that, because you don't have any idea of how anything and everything is against you when anything and everything is for you. I could see how that could be a bit troubling.
Okay, and I'm going to give you a little more background on this.
It is Minnesota, so you know.
Shout out to Michelle Bachman.
Oh, Lord.
A post on the Stormfront forum writes that the rally is not organization specific, but simply a collective effort of various pro-white individuals.
Shit, that's even worse.
Stop Racist Unfair Campaign Facebook page is less than thrilled to see Stormfront piggyback its effort to get the billboards taken down. Also, okay, I see what's going on. Is it racist for me to say the whites?
Nah.
Well, the whites are trying to collaborate together to get these billboards taken down because it's hard to deal with reality on a daily basis. You know, it's hard to understand that people of different ethnic backgrounds were mistreated by not necessarily you, but people that are similar to you. And it's hard. It's hard for them to take that. It's so hard.
Man, I don't understand why this is such a big fuss. Because if they weren't on that side, then like I don't see why the billboards are problematic. You know, you would think that
the subconscious thought that, oh, though I might not have hung Meek Negros, somebody similar to me did, and I feel bad about it. It's called white guilt.
Ah, there it is.
That's what it is.
So now they don't want to be reminded of the shit that white people have done. Okay.
I am kind of digging in on the white people tonight. But they're the ones that's trying to get the history books changed.
Oh, yeah, so George Washington can't be seen as a slave owner?
Yes.
And Thomas Jefferson wasn't messing with them black chicks?
Next door in Texas, they're trying to get slavery taken out of the history books.
Yeah, no, that's fucking crazy, bro. That's crazy.
In Arizona, they're not teaching about ethnic history at all because it's insensitive to the white people.
But I don't understand if we're supposed to be one nation under God and indivisible.
Just because it's going to point you out, it's going to point you people out for the thieves and the killers that they were, doesn't mean that it shouldn't be stated at all.
Well, they could just do what they're doing now and only you know, just have the book have maybe 10%, well, not even 10%, maybe 2% of all the fucked up shit that white people have done to different groups, not just blacks, over the years. Because even when you tell about Thanksgiving, it's a celebration. Nah, it was a fucking slaughter. Fuck the dumb shit. So, I mean, they could just keep doing what they're doing and just, you know, tell it 2% about it, fucked over everybody, then spend the rest of the book talking about liberty and all that stupid shit.
I was reading the rest of this article. I'm not even. I don't even want to read it because I might get the Minnesota accent. Just nah. Fuck.
It's all baloney. Cause I don't know. It's just all retarded, bro.
So it's not cool to show y'all about y'all indignance, but it's cool to remind me about how Tyrone and them sell rocks all the time.
Yeah, like every time a brother get caught up, it's so bad because I'm sure you may feel the same way, but it's like I hate when a black man gets arrested. I just hate black crime because it makes my life harder.
Yes. Yes.
Like I'm just trying to live day to day, but I gotta hear about the dumb shit that blacks do. And I'm like, I don't even know these people. So it has no effect on me. But indirectly it does. Because it makes the cop look at me twice when I'm just trying to take my child, you know, to daycare or something. It's ridiculous. They can feel guilty all they want. They can't change the way it was. And as long as people... And it's so crazy because, okay, you're talking about this whole racism, stop the racism bullshit. Dog, Jim Crow was in what? 65? Like people still alive who went through that, it's not like it was 100 years ago when, like, everybody did. People are alive who went through that. And you mean to tell me that something is wrong with them for still feeling oppressed and they still don't trust white folks, even though everybody say it's cool to trust white people now? I mean, come on, man. They need to cut that out, bro. Like I said, if it was like if everybody from the slavery / mental slavery days was dead, then I could see them try to pull some shit out like this. But as long as people still alive, man, just leave it alone. Wait about another 50 years and try it again. Maybe it'll work then. Who knows?
The last report of slavery was reported in 1941, sir.
Oh, you mean documented slavery.
Documented.
Oh, that's the key word right there. Because you may not have been a slave, but you couldn't sit next to a white person on the bus, and I'm sure that fucked you up mentally, because you're just trying to go to work. You ain't trying to do nothing special. You don't want to fuck with nobody. I just need to make this money so my daughter can eat. You can't sit next to me, nigger. Like, oh. Hey, that's the way it was, but they wanted to say that was okay, and we should not worry about that because let bygones be bygones.
That's I might crazy. Need you to help me clean my bathroom later.
Ain't no help me. I need you to clean it.
I heard that Sister Ellie Mae was good help.
Oh, my God. Speaking of help, I bet you everybody who against us like that little movie to help. I still refuse to watch.
Can we stop talking about the help?
Like, I never seen it yet, so no, I can talk about it. I never saw it.
Like, no, don't look at that bullshit.
Nah, because I'm on good terms with the white people that I know. I don't want to have a reason to not. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to start giving white people angry looks for no reason. I mean, we cool. The ones I'm cool with, so I leave it at that. I don't want to look at a movie that just go to work side-eyeing people, you know. I can't do all that right now.
F you, Mr. White Man.
I can't fuck with that right now.
That's why I can't look at, you know, the typical historical movies. I can't look at them anymore. Mississippi Burning, can't look at that. Down in the Delta, can't look at that. Rosewood. Really can't look at that.
I need to look at that, though, because I ain't never saw that.
Well,
I will say this, though. You know how they're trying to change the textbooks. Pretty sure, bro, movies just going to be disappearing. Like, it's not even going to be on like, Amazon. Like,
Roots never happened.
Oh, that's, bro. Man, that dude for Reading Rainbow better collect all that Reading Rainbow money because Roots about to be off the shelves. The only thing you're gonna have from Roots is VHS.
This is not the memories we want of this country.
Telling you, bro, I can see it now. They're gonna go from Blu-ray to some other form of media, and they're not gonna publish the pro-black material in that media form. So, like 50 years from now, the only way you can watch anything that reminds you of blackness if you got like a VCR or like a regular DVD player.
They might do it worse. It might be beta.
Hey, bro. I can see it happening. As if 2012 don't kill everybody, you know.
I'm waiting for the zombie apocalypse. You know.
That's close. You know they're sniffing caffeine now, so I'm sure they're going to have a couple of them zombies around here. You ain't got your caffeine inhaler yet, bro?
Not yet. I don't get down with all. I don't need accelerants.
Well,
I'm naturally hyper. There's no need for me to boost my.
But they promoting it for the college students for finals week, though.
I understand, but I don't mess with it. I can't. I can't drink the 5-hour energy or nothing like that. None of that stuff. Coffee. None of that.
I ain't gonna lie, I be on my coffee grind, yeah. But you know. It is what it is. I try to lie to myself and say that I'm like a coffee connoisseur, so it makes me feel better, but although I know what it is, I'm trapped. I'm in too deep.
Okay, sir, is there anything else you would like to add on before we get on to the next part of the show?
Nothing productive, you know. It'd be all foolishness, and I'd like to save that for the next segment.
We got a couple of minutes to burn.
Oh, okay. Nah, I'm good, because the only thing I had to add was the Linsanity, and I know that's not, you know, hospitality room material.
Oh, I know what we could talk about right quick while me and you are in here. What I need is for people to stop throwing Jesus on me.
Oh, shit.
While I'm playing my Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I forgot about the Xbox Vigilante.
And I'm trademarking this name. It's the Xbox Game Evangelist. Yes.
Yes.
And that goes, those are people who try to get you to convert to Jesus while you're playing NBA 2K.
They got a lot of that going around, though, bro.
Or you're trying to play Madden, motherfuckers come to tell you why Jesus is great.
Better yet, while you're playing Call of Duty, busting people head and killing Arabs.
And in the same conversation, this person will also tell you why homosexuals need to die.
Yeah, I remember I made a personal YouTube video about the Xbox Game Evangelist.
Yes.
And I forgot to drop his name. But Romans chapter 10 verse 9, yeah, motherfucker, this goes out to you. Cut that out, please. I don't know what else to say. I said enough on my little video skit, but don't be an Xbox Jehovah's Witness. It's not a good look. Nobody wants to hear that shit. If I'm on a video game playing a game, let me play my game.
Yes. I'm turning on my Xbox and playing Battlefield to get away from reality. That's all I'm trying to do. And I know a lot of people saying, well, just mute the dude. No, I'm...
And it's crazy because it's not just him. This happened before, bro. Like before the whole party, but before party chat was like the thing on Xbox when you were forced to be in game chat. Bruh, I remember them days. And it's everywhere. I might have to stop using party chat for a while just so I can start hearing the foolishness again. Because I forgot about it. The racism / foolishness. And, you know, Tim Tebow hot now. So, everybody pulling their Jesus dick out. It's everywhere. And now,
but this dude wasn't even on Tim Tebow. It was like this dude was trying to make me vote Republican and convert to Catholicism while I was trying to score 40 points with Kobe.
Well, and
it seems strange to say it that way, but that's what was going on. I was just trying to score farther with Kobe in an online league game. That's all I was doing.
But he
wanted
you to score that.
I got bombarded with bullshit.
He wants you to score that 40 in the name of Jesus. That's what you got to do, because scoring 40 by itself, oh no, that ain't good enough. You gotta kneel on one knee and hit your Tebow pose and say a couple Hail Marys and you'd have dropped your 40. But this whole the Xbox Game Evangelist shit, bro, that shit goes deeper than that. Like, a while back we had a story about a dude that drove like hours to go kill a little dude. It goes bigger than the Jesus freak, even though the Jesus freak is the most irritating, because I could tune out of races. You know, but the Jesus dude is super bad, because he ain't coming at you in a harsh tone, but he's persistent. And he's being persistent about shit that I'm not really trying to talk about. So it's like, yeah, I could be a dick and just tell him to go fuck himself, but I really don't want to go that deep because, I mean, at the end of the day, he's just trying to spread his message of love and prosperity. So now I'm dealing with that shit.
Yeah. I'm the game evangelist, man. Why do you even come? What's the purpose of you even having an Xbox?
I don't know, bro, but yeah, I do them like I do the Jehovah's Witness, bro. They knock on the door, I peep through the blinds, and that's it. That's all they get from me. That's it.
And what was the dude's name? Because I think I'm about to expose him. Like,
who, Romans?
Yes.
Romans chapter 10, verse 9. I'll never forget it.
The dude then proceeds to tell us about a story of how the Lord told him.
Oh, God.
How the Lord told him that he had impregnated his girlfriend during sex. I was done at that point. I was done. Like, I really just turned my head, said, oh, we was having a discussion about what we were going to talk about on the show. We couldn't even discuss that. I just turned it off.
So, while he was in mid-stroke, the Lord said, you got her. Is that what the Lord said to him? Yes. Oh. What did he, like, what did he say verbatim? Like, how did the Lord tell him he got her pregnant? What did he tell him?
The Lord came and talked to him and told him that she was pregnant.
Hold on. I gotta call bullshit. The Lord was talking, so he was actually talking, like having a conversation in his mind?
Yes.
While he was having sex? So he couldn't have ejaculated? So he had already ejaculated and then the Lord told him she was pregnant?
No.
So how was she? Hold up. God damn it. Now I'm lost. Fucking Romans with them bullshit stories. Okay. So maybe he was like trying to go, you know, go for broke and go twice in a row. Now I'm talking about. So maybe he just finished and he was still in it. And then the Lord whispered to him. Or did the Lord tell him to do it to her before they started doing it so that he could impregnate her? No. That would make more sense.
No.
My God. First. Something don't sound right about that, man. Now I see why I called an Xbox Jehovah's Witness. That right there. I can't deal with that. He's told me many things as well, but I refuse to repeat them because it's so out there, and I would never give him the time of day. Like, if I saw him in real life and he started talking to me, I'd just walk away.
Like, if I see him in real life, I just tell him to get the fuck out of my face before he even start talking. Like, I'm not the one. Like, you know this already. I'm not the one.
I'm not the one to
peddle the bullshit off onto. That's not me.
I wouldn't even talk. I would just, he'd start talking, and I'd just turn around and walk away. I see what type of party it was. Like, oh, okay. Because I don't have time.
It's just like all the other conversations. Like, people think I actually like to, like, I enjoy talking about racism and stuff. No, I don't. I really don't. Because it's the same stale conversation that's always had. Like, it's people that have a vast understanding of what's going on and people that have absolutely no understanding of what's going on. And I don't find that entertaining. I'm not the one to we could talk about it, but I'm not really enjoying the conversation.
Yeah, it's like a lose-lose because they want you to offer perspective, but you can't really offer perspective on something that they can't experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I guess I'm never going to experience the Lord talking to me during sex.
That's like trying to ask a dude what it feels like for a woman to ejaculate. It's like you'll never know that. So why are you asking the dumbest questions? You'll never experience that. So what do you care? Oh, you just want to know. You just want to talk. Oh, okay. Go on Twitter. People talking all day. You go on Twitter. I'm just saying, bro.
All right. Okay. And I think I'm done with the Xbox Game Evangelist.
Yeah, because he ain't shit. And I don't want to do him like Beetlejuice. And next time I get online, he be on there fucking stalking me.
Okay. And let me, I'm about to cue this up. Cue?
Yes.
You know what time it is?
Yeah.
Is that part of the show? But before I cue that up, I'm going to play... I'm going to play a little something that'll get Q's blood running. Mr. QJ Pimpson, I'm about to have your blood running.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Turn full Super Saiyan, or you might just see a glimpse of it, of that power. But, no, this is my first attempt. I'm going to turn the music on. Super Saiyan 3 Goku theme.
Oh, fuck me. Why are you about to play that dude?
This is it. Alright.
He gonna become the Xbox right. Game Evangelist next.
Okay, before it starts up, shout out to Mr. Tig Thomas at GrownManSports.com for pointing out that this little child does not have a razor line at all.
You know, it's the year of the successful black man with no lining.
I mean, that's true because didn't we see John Legend on ESPN singing a song about Tim Tebow? Yeah.
We got Jim Legend. I mean, we got John Legend. We got Donald Glover. We got Denzel. What?
See, I was gonna let Childish Gambino slide on not having a lining, man.
No, but he gangster at the ref, so he cannot have a lining and still be dope. So, you know, it's all good.
Hey, you know I'm clipping this, but I'm going to just play it randomly on the show from now on.
Oh, yeah.
I should have did it before the show. I'm
going to make an animated GIF for that part where it looked like Wolverine. You playing a racing car game or something?
Mm-mm. I'm currently looking at this dude that is trying to... transform himself into a Super Saiyan black kid.
It sounded like you got to be.
Okay, I just paused it. I think I'm gonna take a picture of this. This is gonna be the other half of the picture for the show.
Is that the part where he looked like he was sitting on a toilet and his face was in the camera like?
Yeah, this was right after he pulled the shirt off of his chest.
That was the funniest fucking stance.
I just paused on my computer right now.
They got that stance and then the one right where he Wolverine after he got out the right after he got out the water from getting the adamantium. Right after that. And he was like screaming and hollering with the claws all out. That's right there. That's the magic.
Okay. I just had to do that for you, sir. That was just for you.
You got to play it till he does the super scream when he does the Wolverine.
No. I'll let everybody go and check that out on their own.
Okay. I told my wife about it and she thinks that I have a mental problem. That's funny.
What it is.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, this segment of the show is called the Retard Awards, where we give out medals of slander to criminals who've committed felonious acts of stupidity. And since we had someone pass away earlier in the week that had a love for the crack rock. What?
I don't know.
I have a couple of crack cocaine related stories. This had to be in Georgia. Shout out to Georgia.
Oh, shit.
Police say an Athens woman wanted more than her Miranda rights before being taken to jail. Dot, dot, dot. A few hits of her crack pipe.
Oh, Athens. In front of the cop?
Yeah, she asked the cop. Let me hit my pipe a couple of times before you send me in. Athens Clark County Police spokeswoman Hilda Sorrow said officers responded Wednesday afternoon to a residence on Kennedy Circle in Athens where they found several people pushing and shoving each other. Oh, man. Oh, Q, guess the race, Q. I got you back, so we playing Guess the Race tonight.
Lane?
Is that your final answer?
That's the crack in front of the cop. I would have to say yes.
Okay. And, sir, you are definitely correct.
Yes.
Okay. One man involved in the fracas had a stab wound in the abdomen. Officers determined that Essie Mae Jones and Johnny Michael Jones had some words, and Essie stabbed Johnny. Johnny Jones was transported to Athens Regional Medical Center, and Essie Mae Jones, 48, was arrested and charged with aggravated assault. But before she was taken into custody, Essie Mae told arresting officer that I should at least let her smoke her pipe before I take her to jail, since they won't let her smoke it there. The officer noted that there was a crack pipe near Jones's feet and that everyone involved in the incident appeared to be intoxicated. Word. Word.
That's for everybody.
Jones was also charged with cruelty to children because the stabbing was witnessed by two young children. So, I guess that's what's popping in the streets now. That's how it goes down. Right before you go to jail, just look, man, let me hit that rock two more times. Let me get that bobby, man. I need that bobby in my life. That's how it's going down, sir. Sorry for breaking you like that. I didn't mean to. Next up. Sir, you have anything to add on this?
Police don't want me not to make history of my recent death of a blood star.
Oh, yeah, you're in and out, sir.
I'm sorry. I did take with Whitney and I'm our beloved star.
Ooh.
I'm done.
Hold on, I'm gonna hit you back. I gotta we gotta clear up this connection problem.
Okay.
And while I call Mr. QJ Pearson back, I'll cue up the next story. All right. Like I was saying, do you have anything to add on to the let me smoke my crack before I go to jail story?
Nah, I just said she called it at Whitney and I'm a fallen star. to oh. keep it, you know.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. A name even making money.
Okay, next story up, sir. Squatting naked man, Roman H. Blair, found with crack in buttocks. So he had some crack in his crack.
Why he was squatting?
This happened in Stuart, Florida. Shout out to Florida.
Wow, here we go.
Okay, Q. Ramon H. Blair. Guess the race.
It has to be Blair. I don't know why.
A 28-year-old man accused of having cocaine in his ass and nose was arrested. They didn't say ass. They said buzz, but I'm following tips from snitches and instructions to squat, according to recently released records.
Wow.
Ramon H. Blair was arrested February 13th after Martin County Sheriff's deputy learned from an informant that a man with $100 worth of crack cocaine on his person would be with a woman in a white Pontiac with no hubcaps. That's a good description right there, Bubs. Good ass description. Good job, Bubs.
Yeah. All out this name.
Good job, Randy. Randy and Bubs. Good job. And for those who don't know, this is all wild references.
Yes.
A deputy stopped the vehicle and found Blair in the back seat. He had cocaine residue in his right nostril, an affidavit states. Meanwhile, another informant said Blair had about $300 in crack on him. A search of Blair turned up nothing, though that situation changed at the Martin County Jail during an apparently more thorough probe. A deputy relayed Blair may have concealed cocaine on his person, and Blair was told to disrobe.
Wow.
I instructed Blair to squat and cough, an affidavit states. I didn't notice what appeared to be a wad of white paper stuck between Blair's buttocks. The affidavit didn't specify whether the paper was notebook paper, tissue paper, printer paper, cardstock, parchment, newsprint, or other variations of paper entirely. Nor was it clear whether it was letter, legal, or ledger size. Really? What? Really? This is in the article. What difference does it fucking make? He had crack in his asshole. That's all that matters. He had Whitney in his ass. He had $300 worth of that Whitney on him.
Well, at least
that, I know what song we leave it out on today, sir. I know exactly what song we leave it out on, though. Yes.
So, well, he's too creative.
Ramon Blair. Yeah, he tried. You should have said that he ate like 3 pounds of marshmallows the night before. Did something, I mean, Shout out to Bubs, though, for knowing that the man had about $300 worth of crack on him.
He got the other dollars off of him.
Okay.
He flipped that.
Next up. And this, I'm keeping it coming. Q, you know it's not over with yet. Mumbling man's mouthful leads to charges. Mumbling man's mouthful leads to charges.
Lord.
Police figured the mumbling man with the bulging lower lip had a story to share with them when he was later struck with a taser and spit 23 individually wrapped pieces of crack cocaine onto the ground.
Put the tongue.
Frank Lee Turner, 56, of Ambridge, was a passenger in a vehicle. Frank Lee Turner?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
He walked here on black man.
Three men were riding in a truck equipped with shoulder belts for two. So they had one dude sitting bitch. That's the correct saying for it. At least that's the southern saying for it.
Yes.
Asked to return to the vehicle, Turner mumbled a response and began to struggle with police. In the struggle, a single piece of crack cocaine popped from his mouth, and police could see something white under his tongue. After Turner struck an officer in the head, knocking his sunglasses and head to the ground, police used the taser on Turner, and he spit two pieces of crack cocaine onto the ground. Turner attempted to swallow the remaining pieces, so police again used the taser, and he spit out 19 more pieces of cocaine.
I can't get a cop, man. What are you... All right. I don't know how to work.
So
if the crack was right, why did this get up? I don't understand.
Sir, you're breaking up again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I might just have bad connection tonight.
Yeah,
because
I didn't
move. Hold on.
Give me
one second, sir. All right. All right, try it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot what I said. Is the connection better?
It's getting there. One more time before we end the show, sir. I'm gonna hit you right back.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. I think we just had a bad connection tonight, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for shitty Skype. Okay. Next up. Oh, I got a couple of more, sir.
Okay.
Here we go. More witness stories. And I'm going to get some flack for me saying witness that many times.
Okay.
Man tried to pay for lap dance with crack cocaine.
I guess she wasn't the taker.
Man faces two felony charges after authorities say he tried to pay for a dance at a strip club using crack cocaine early Sunday morning. Ricardo Luna. Fuck that. That's too close to Diego Luna. According to the arrest affidavit, Travis County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the XTC to the Ecstasy Men's Club on Antrim. I don't give a fuck where this place is. A security officer told deputies that Luna attempted to buy a lap dance using drugs and was escorted out of the club. Luna appeared to... What you said, sir?
Broken. You do deserve everything that's coming to him.
Deputies also had to secure his legs with a tarp, and in the process, Luna kicked one of them, the affidavit said. He also spit blood and saliva over the deputies, and beat his head against the cage inside the vehicle before passing out prior to his arrival at Central Booking.
What sense does that make?
That doesn't sound too remember. I think they beat the shit out of him. I think that's what happened. Oh, you gonna spit blood on me? Eat some of this nightstick. Boop, boop, and they beat him till he passed out, and then they brought him to the police station.
And he just told himself he banged his own head up against the gate while hanging enough to make him fall. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And let's see. And while this happened in Austin, Texas, and while we're in Texas, let me bring this up. Oh man, East Texas woman faces life for sex with boy, 13. A Southeast Texas woman who exchanged hundreds of calls and text messages with a 13-year-old boy faces up to life in prison for having sex with him. Prosecutors say 33-year-old Natalie Johnson, the ball, pleaded guilty Thursday to aggravated sexual assault of a child. 33, 13. Cell phone records show more than 1,500 messages between Johnson and the child, who met at the home of one of his other relatives. Really?
That's really gross, man.
Prosecutors said Johnson has been in custody since her arrest last August after allegedly having sex several times with the boy. He had been staying with his grandparents in the bowl. Oh, the bowl is the city.
Oh, okay.
Police say that the sexual activity happened at a park and at the Johnson's apartment. Oh. 33, 13. That's all I'm saying. Life might be harsh. Just might be a little bit, just a little bit harsh. But it's still a crime.
Could have a kid, man. It's crazy.
Let's see. I'm gonna end on a good note. And by good note, I don't mean this. I don't mean good notes like this.
Oh shit.
Okay, wait.
That wasn't the good thing to Wolverine's story. Because he lost his mind.
Police arrest naked man in Walmart.
What?
A man was arrested after allegedly walking around an Exton, Pennsylvania Walmart store naked, then stealing a pair of socks. No. He probably put a sock around his wood.
Put on that Whitney.
No, I think I'm done with the Whitney stores.
Oh.
Police were called to the Walmart Wednesday when employees reported there was a naked man walking around the store. When they are okay, Q, guess the race before I say his name.
Naked man walking around the store?
Yeah.
He went to get some socks?
Yes.
Black.
He said black.
Yep.
I'm going with white. I don't have a picture. I'm just going for
okay. Yeah.
Really? I'm ending on that loud in the next story. I'm not even... No. Okay. Well, we got a lot since we did a show in 3 weeks. We got a lot of retards, man. When they arrived, they found Verdon Lamont Taylor in the store wearing only socks that were allegedly stolen from the store. I told you. Police said Taylor would not comply with officers, and they had to use a stun gun on him before taking him into custody. I wonder if they shot him in the lower abdomen with the taser.
I would. I'm gonna throw my neck. Got something you're gonna get.
I don't know why I'm about to read this. Oh man, this is a sad story. This is insufficient parenting at its finest. Speaking of naked people, naked girl found eating out of trash.
Out?
Yes. This happened in Temecula, California. A Temecula woman was arrested on suspicion of child cruelty after her 12-year-old daughter was found wandering around naked. Tracy Betts was taken into custody Friday after police received witness tips that her daughter was roaming naked and eating out of trash cans in a residential neighborhood. Life. The chick that had the 33-year-old that had sex with the 13-year-old, not life. This woman that has her daughter eating out of trash cans, walking the streets naked, life. Life.
It's not a trash cans, you gotta walk around naked.
Life. That's my only response to this. Life. 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 Tracy Betts, you ain't shit. Like, life. Life. Regardless of what the situation is, if your child had a mental defect or whatever, life. Life.
At some point, you gotta be fucking Aaron. I mean, like, I don't give a damn.
She need to be in jail for so long that when I turn it on MSNBC late nights, I see her on lockdown.
Oh my.
Life. Really? So, your 12-year-old daughter, just you gonna let her walk the streets? Word. Life. Not mad. Life. Damn, I'm gonna see life 10 more times before I'm done with this. Life. What? Let Tracy Betts wander around naked like the dude on Terminator 2. Fuck.
Oh my god.
How did it get to that point? Like, for real, how did it get... come on. How did it get to the point where you just let your daughter walk around naked eating out of garbage?
So she... Yeah, this is the key to why I do this. My thing, like, did she say she knew...
Huh?
Did she say she was...
No, there's no exact reason why the child was naked, sir. There's no exact reason. It's just... 12? You don't have no food in your house? Really?
Oh, no.
I think it's time for you to start selling drugs, Tracy Betts.
You got the drugs or selling that stuff? Selling something other than your cheap house, didn't
you? You can start selling that Bobby. Okay. Very, very last story. I gotta do this. No, I'm gonna do the last two. Okay. Q. Man arrested after stealing up to $25,000 worth of Tide detergent.
What?
Yes. Police in West St. Paul, Minnesota arrested a man who allegedly stole up to $25,000 in Tide laundry detergent from a supermarket, stealing bottles by the carload almost every day for a month. Really? Guess the race.
The Bibles?
Huh?
Bibles?
You want to hear his name first?
Sure.
His name is Patrick Paul Costanzo.
Oh, man. So he was eating again.
I guess he spilled some spaghetti on his clothes that he was eating that he wore when he was eating with the Italian community. Does this dude work at the store? It's no way that you could just walk into like Walmart and just, oh yeah, I'm taking all the Tide today. That's it, all of it.
I let you know somebody in automotive goes down in automotive.
Surveillance video revealed the man later identified as Costanzo taking bottles of detergent and other items he hadn't paid for to his car in a cart. Oh, so I guess when you're white, if you just look confused as you're walking out the store, they'll just let you go. I guess that's just how it goes in St. Paul, Minnesota. A study of the store security tape shows Costanzo allegedly stealing detergent in this 4 to 5 days a week from January 1st to February 7th.
So the same. No. Maybe there was like once every 2 weeks. Every day, almost every day, the same dude walking out the store, out of shit bag. No.
Bro, if you see this dude, I'm gonna just let you know he's not black. I'm just saying that.
He ain't black if he's been stealing it over the course of a month. Shit. Hey, you got one time, you gotta make it count.
I wonder what he was washing.
Maybe, bro, yeah. I don't know. He had to be like in some type of crystal meth with it or something. Because you can't wash that many clothes, bro. A baseball team don't wash that many clothes.
Oh, man. Sam. Okay. Last story before we get out of here. Let's see. Are you ready for this one, sir? This is kind of animal cruelty. Yeah, I was trying to see if I could get a video of what was going on, but I can't. Oh, yes, there is a video. Yes. Okay, I don't even have to read this one. Just listen to this, sir. Just listen to it.
Hawaii's finest in stock.
Oh.
Ready for installation.
We got a goddamn commercial.
And that's bullshit for commercial and content.
Uh-huh. They're trying to get me to buy some cabinets.
News now.
My 17 folks dead to my dog. They didn't seem concerned, nothing.
More than a bad haircut, this little pooch got part of her ear snipped off. But instead of apologizing, her owner says the groomer at this Oahu pet store simply glued it back on. Glued it. Good evening, I'm Keahi Tucker.
And I'm Terry Okita. A canine cover-up, that is the claim in a new lawsuit targeting the Petco store in Kaneohe. Gladys Kapuai says her dog's ear could have been saved if she'd been told the truth. Minasukimoto has the story, first at 6.
3-year-old Giselle and Pomeranian Maltese mix Dodo are the best of friends. The little girl was crushed when the dog was injured. Her grandmother, Gladys Kapuai, says she took Dodo to Petco in Kaneohe for grooming last July, and a couple of days later realized one of her ears had been cut.
It was dry, bloody. It was dry blood, everything. I noticed that at home. You know, so when I took her to the vet, the doctor had told me it looked like they tried to glue it back.
This lawsuit alleges that Petco attempted to reattach, glue, or sew the ear back on and failed to disclose what happened when Kapuai picked the dog up.
I couldn't believe what they did. You know, I started crying because this is our baby too, you know.
The complaint alleges that a similar incident happened with attorney Michael Green's pet. Green's wife is also listed as a plaintiff.
The nails are bleeding because they were cut too short. The dog is filthy, and the tip of the dog's tail was cut off. And they didn't seem, the people at Petco didn't seem to be overly concerned about that.
He says the pet store chain's negligence caused serious emotional distress.
My dog, they offered another free grooming. I guess they wanted to take off other body parts.
Petco Kaneohe referred us to its local public relations representative, who did not immediately respond to our request for comment. Kapwai hopes a lawsuit will lead to more training for the pet stylists. She says the staff should have come clean about the injury sooner.
And they should have told me. I could have, even the doctor said they could have saved her ear if they told me right there, you know, but they didn't.
Minasugimoto, Hawaii News Now.
Hawaii not.
I was trying to find that video so I could see what the ear looked like when it was glued on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you the links. I muted myself. Yeah. This is horrible.
This is wrong on so many levels.
So we're gonna just cut dog. We're gonna cut the dog's ear off. So you really? So I think people need to start grooming their own pets. Where's Peter?
Oh no! You need to go after
my. Oh my bad! My bad. This is Peter doesn't go after corporations. My bad.
Yeah.
They coward when it comes to corporations, but if it's a single person, oh yeah, we in your shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Where's Peter? I'm just.
Man, I ain't involved in this.
What do you mean? Q just said two stories where they cut the dog's ear off and then they cut the other dog's tail off and all this other stuff.
It's too much of a fight, though. They got people that support Petco. They buy their friends from there. Family members, they buy them. They don't want to stop Petco from existing.
Okay, I get what you're saying right now. I get what you're saying.
They don't want to take their family away. Oh, shit, I'm looking at the dog. Oh man,
stop it. It is like, okay, I'm done. I'm leaving on this note. Look, this has been the Hospitality Room. I'm giving the outro before we leave. I'm reading this article that I just seen. I don't know how credible this site is. The article states that Bobby Christina Brown found getting high after Whitney Houston's funeral.
Well, I mean, you know, what else you gonna do?
Okay, since we got on that level, I wonder if they took a little bit of Whitney and ground it up and put it in. I'm done.
It took out her larynx and ground it up so she can try to have that singing voice.
Yeah, because she sure don't have the looks. Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Stop it. She was hitting some of that Whitney after she saw Whitney.
I guess.
So who do they have a picture, or that's just the article?
They don't have a picture of her smoking the rock like they had the last time when she was on video. But
who, Bobby Christina was on video again? High?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it right now. Oh, what the white woman. Yes.
She was apparently found getting high after she received the news her mother had passed away and there were conflicts between family members on whether she should be taken to rehab straight away or left to mourn with her family.
So okay, I guess they just they just said fuck the mama. We can just worry about the daughter. We ain't gonna try to get the mama to go to rehab.
Well, because she ain't singing, she ain't famous. Somebody don't care about her.
Evidently, she just dropped a CD last week. You.
No way, bro.
What? I mean, everybody talking about like. Like she Alicia Keys or somebody.
I'm about to fucking Google her album.
Who? Bobby Christie? No, she ain't got no album. I said Whitney dropped the album last
Okay. You said Whitney dropped the album.
Yeah. That's what people acting like. People playing all these old songs and shit like Whitney just dropped the mixtape. Ain't nobody was trying to listen to I Will Always Love You 3 weeks ago. Fuck Whitney, all of y'all.
Whitney
that's
what on
I'm
that
saying. Pimp? That's why I'm saying it. Fuck all of y'all.
Whitney on that piff?
Yeah. I guess she gonna have a baking soda in her hand just like they shitted on Dr. King with the money in his hand. Yeah, it can't be that hard. Somebody lied. You know, K making it rain up in this spot. Huh?
Why? Bruh, oh my God. See, I didn't even want to go at people posting videos for songs that they only heard about because they heard on MTV like some kind of countdown. I think he must hit up some of that Whitney before he killed that Whitney, you know? That could be a Wolverine right there.
Why you was leaning back all the way in the chat? I'm done.
Because he was on that Whitney.
You know, we're on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter. Check us out. I'm at Mr. Chuck P. My co-host is at, what is it? At QJ Pimpson, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, QJ get at us on Twitter. And as we get on our horse and ride out of here, I'm going to leave to the smooth sounds of a southern artist by the name of Pimp C. Have a great evening, everybody.
To steal my dick, but Pimp Chan ain't going for the Georgia bitch. It was nothing when I saw your bitch. She knew that I was on some millionaire shit. Everything I say is the truth. I need 5 fucking hoes for 1 prostitute. Just cause you say a pussy don't make you certified. You ain't in it to win. I can see it in your eyes. www.undergroundqueen. They getting exposed. Breaking tricks for their money like a female is supposed. I'm not in Neptune on some space age shit. All my diamonds got paper in me, keeping me legit. If the rap game was over, I'd be selling cocaine. I'm out in Las Vegas taking over bitches' brains. Tony Snow don't skip no blow. Feel hard on a cracker, but I love me a crow. I got a big truck on some big rim. I get my dicks up when I pull out the bin. These hoes talking me, they wanna ride with me. They gotta be down home like Bobby Brown and Whitney. I got a big truck on some big rim. I get my dicks up when I pull out the bin. These hoes talking me, they wanna ride with me. They gotta be down home. Like Bobby Brown and Whitney. Life is a game of dances.